Fresh Art International presents conversations about creativity in the 21st century. This is Fresh Art International. I'm Kathy Bird. Our podcast and radio show explore the world's cultural landscape. We engage at the intersection of digital media, sound art, and social practice to spark conversations about contemporary art, film, and architecture. The history of audio culture inspires the interactive sonic environment that Egyptian artist Magdi Mostafa brings to Dakar, the 2018 Dakar Biennial of Contemporary African Art. His project, titled Transmission Loss, continues the artist's research into sound experiences rendered obsolete by new technologies. Historically, transmission loss is known in the fields of broadcasting and communications as the diminishing intensity of a sound wave as it travels outward from a source. You've probably experienced this phenomenon when trying to listen to the radio in your car on a road trip. Mostafa's sonorous project beckons visitors to enter a room of the Ancien Palais de Justice in Dakar. The former High Court building now serves as the biennial's main exhibition venue. In full view, electronic circuits and cables link the installation's moving parts to a sound system. Handmade tone generators and vibrators, arrayed on two rectangular tables, invite touch and play. Their backs to the room, a grid of 36 small speakers mounted on a freestanding wall, are wired to a central mixing board that synthesizes this do-it-yourself orchestral experience. The sound space is an analog energy field, a concept that resonates literally.
Mainly the work is trying to use sound as a container of certain circumstances or a certain place or a certain moment. How can sound carry something abstractly from this and deliver it somewhere else?
What we experienced in the former Palace of Justice or the courthouse in Dakar is a room that is literally vibrating with sound.
In this particular work, I'm questioning the electromagnetic fields, the randomness of the electromagnetic fields, and the noise can be controlled into a form of a sound orchestra. So mainly I'm trying to amplify something that we generally block or ignore, which is coming from all our devices and all our daily life that comes out from technology, to create an artwork that is manifesting this minority of frequencies that we don't hear. The first unit is the one you see on the left, and it has 45 volume of control, and you can actually go and interact with these volumes. So you're supposed to control the 45 controllers with you or with your friends and make a sort of abstract dialogue between each other by generating different hertz or different frequencies, and you can hear the sounds that comes out from the speakers. The second cell on the right hand, it contains 35 vibrators on a surface. Underneath this surface, we have different materials like glass, wood, or plastic. You hear the sound unit coming from materials, not from speakers. So you're supposed to rearrange these vibrators randomly on the surface. It's like when you put your phone on a vibration mode and you leave it on a wooden table or a plastic table, or it generates different sound quality. So the game is to find different spots for these vibrators that is also handmade, like the circuits, in fact, and it's made of recycling children toys, and you just tune the sound by rearranging these toys on the surface, and you make an observation of how this vibration gives you different sound quality. The third unit is the one with the grid of speakers upside down, 35 vintage radio speakers upside down facing a sheet of wood, capturing sound from both the first unit and the second unit. And this is to give you an acceptable background of white noise that can make you lost in the piece and listen to it.
So what do you hope people take away from transmission loss?
So the transmission loss here meant to touch the gap we have in history of technology. It's not something that is just happening between the technology of the work itself, but it's metaphorically happening in how we percept the vintage technologies and how these technologies are delivered to us today, where the digital is more relevant rather than the analog. So there is a loss of understanding of transmission of these frequencies and acoustic identities. So here is a gap and here is a loss. So I'm trying to fill this gap a little bit and make it smaller by bringing something that is already old-fashioned. Here is the transmission and here is the loss.
This is Fresh Art International. I'm Kathy Bird. Magdi Mostafa's interactive environment for the 2018 Dakar Biennial of Contemporary African Art turns the sound of analog technology into an aesthetic force. Acting like tiny radio receivers, his array of handmade electronics makes audible the otherwise silent electromagnetic fields emanating from today's myriad digital devices. He exposes the reverberations of energy emission and loss in our battery-powered, Wi-Fi-connected contemporary communications tools. The room-sized installation invites visitors to turn a field of vibrating full-frequency noise into a sonic composition. By tweaking the dials of tone generators and manipulating vibrating devices, we can alter sounds, discover patterns, and explore the mysterious interactions of feedback and inter-device communication. In transmission loss, electronic residue becomes the main communication signal in Magdi Mostafa's audio playscape. Visit freshartinternational.com to learn more and hear other stories from the realm of art and technology. We invite you to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast anywhere you go to listen. Thanks to followers like you, we've been sharing these conversations since 2011. Please consider making a contribution to Fresh Art International. Now is a great time to invest in our work. The Knight Foundation will match every donation. Go to freshartinternational.com and click on the red support button to give what you can. Stay tuned for more contemporary art talk.